see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful world. Yes, for those of you that listen to KKNW and you listen to the show from 11 to noon, Monday through Friday, you are recognizing this voice. Yes, this is me. This is Dr. Pat, and I am the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and we are on air Monday through Friday, 11 to noon. The Dr. Pat Show is about breaking through, living life full out, and we are launching today. This is a birthday because today we are launching a Monday Drive and Thrive show with Reverend Dr. Mary Manon Morrissey. This show is Life Solutions, and you are going to hear lots about this. So we're bringing the energy, the vibration, our inspired lives, everything that we do, our commitment to providing you with the kind of radio that will uplift, inspire you, and help you to live life full out. And today is the launch of Life Solutions with Mary Manon Morrissey. Now, Mary Manon Morrissey, for those of you that are familiar with who she is, you certainly have been inspired by her powerful message that she gave to each and every one of us on Sundays. She is a minister, teacher, and author, best-selling author, by the way, and has a master's degree in counseling psychology and a doctorate of human letters. And so, 23 years ago, she founded and served as the senior minister of the dynamic church known as the Living Enrichment Center. She is the author of two best-selling books, Building Your Field of Dreams and No Less Than Greatness. And she is traveling the world right now, taking her message out there, and is joining us right here on KKNW AM 1150 as part of Dr. Pat Worldwide to bring you listening to this show, absolutely fabulous solutions to what goes on in your life each and every day. So, Mary, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
This is really exciting. It was exciting from day one in talking with you about bringing the show to KKNW and about taking this message out into the world to, like, the thousands and thousands of people that are listening. And so in the moment that we launched this show, which we just have with, of course, with our fabulous producer here, Eric, and in taking this out into the world, I would love to have you share with each and every person here, Mary, your vision. What's your vision for Life Solutions? And, of course, embedded in that is a conversation about Life Solutions. What is it and what you plan to do with that?
Well, thank you, Pat. I'm really happy to be on this call tonight and to offer a Monday drive time, 5 p.m. opportunity for anyone who wants to listen to set the tone for your week. You know, you're traveling down life's highway, whether you're literally in the car now or listening on a different medium. And all we need to do is make 1 degree shift in our thinking, 1 degree shift in our attitude. And by the end of the week, we're in a whole new place. And we would have been had we not taken a moment to really assess our values, what's important to us, our goals, and then set the rudder of our ship for the week according to what really matters. So Life Solutions is a company, lifesolutions.com, but it's my work, basically. I've worked the last 25 years in what I call the laboratory called life, through lots of different ways with thousands and thousands of people, looking at what happens in a person's life when they report that their life works really well, that they basically their relationships are healthy and happy, and that they love work. They love the work that they're doing. They feel creative, that their health is vibrant, and that it isn't that they don't have challenges. It's just that their life seems to work really well. And what's happening in these people? And over time, we begin to discover these are not ordinary people with something added. They're ordinary people with nothing taken away. And so Life Solutions is about how to come from the place inside each one of us where we find our own life solutions, because that solutions is spelled with an S-O-U-L. And as we get in touch with that part of ourselves, we find that life is not only an adventure, but it's a great, great opportunity.
You know, I want to ask you about this, the spelling of solutions. It's S-O-U-L-U-T-I-O-N-S, solutions. Right. And so I wanted to ask you about that in the context of this life's journey and what we do and don't do and how that really creates a pathway for our soul to be fulfilled. How does all of this come together by the actions we take in this world?
Well, this, we wanted to use soul in the center of this work because this is about getting in touch with the part of ourselves that is beyond the physical. That if something occurred to any one of us and we lost our hand, we would say, I lost my hand. We wouldn't say, I lost me. We lost a part of our body. We're able, even in our languaging, to distinguish the difference between our body, our mind, and our self. The self, the life energy that we are, that we come to identify as ourself, is one of the relationships we have with the soul. And that soul in us is wise. And we all have access to genius capacities. We have access to being able to distinguish and discern messages that are all around us that are really geared to help us in our own journey. So each week we'll be working with a specific topic, and we'll be working with a way of using stories and quotes and working with anybody who wants to call in how to take that week of our life and really get in touch with a part of ourselves that makes life richer, deeper, and more meaningful.
We actually really want to change sort of the vibration of the whole Monday syndrome. You know, when people are working, those of you that are working Monday through Friday, right? And then all of a sudden you go to Friday and all of a sudden you're smiley and happy and you have a great weekend or not, but you're still looking forward to the weekend. And then there's like Sunday night and it's like, oh, Monday.
Right. You know, more heart attacks occur on Monday than by double than any other day of the week.
And so we want to help with that statistic. We don't want that statistic to grow. What we want to do with that statistic is to help in a positive way with it. Because what we're talking about here is really taking our lives and living the life that we love. Isn't that true, Mary?
Absolutely. That we get to have 1 year of, some people say they live 90 years. Other people really live 1 year 90 times. We get to choose a lot about what happens in our life experience. There are lots of choices we're making, and most of us have no idea how powerful the little decisions become when we add them all up. So our opportunity will be to just take a moment each Monday and really get in touch with what matters to each one of us, and then understand that as we take a principle and work with it for a week, we begin to deepen, expand, and our life really takes on a whole new meaning and purpose.
And let me just say what we're talking about in terms of you all that are listening to this show. And you know what? I want to take a moment here and just thank all of you for the ongoing support, the way that you have supported the Dr. Pat Show over the past 2 years. It has been absolutely wonderful. And you heard Louis Armstrong sing that song. And for me, I am truly blessed that I have been able to be invited into each and every one of your lives. And we do that on the regular show, Monday through Friday, of course, which is 11 to noon. And now expanding because of the mantra, I am the expansion of God in me, through me, and as me. And here we are with Mary Mann and Morrissey on Monday's Life Solution, because she is creating the expansion of her message. And so it's not a mistake, is it? It's no mistake, Mary, that you and I have connected to bring your message to thousands of people.
No, it's not. And I've been an admirer and a supporter of your work for a long time, Dr. Pat. And I know that you recently won a major award.
Well, actually, that we did. We won the Evie Award, voted favorite progressive talk radio show in the Puget Sound area. And we also won two international awards, the Crystal Award of Excellence and the Award of Distinction. And those they came by surprise, actually, Mary. And yet at the same time, in deep gratitude for all of the listeners and all of the folks that have inspired me to take this message out into the world and continue to do it. You know, the people that we touch, Mary, aren't the people that we touch equally powerful in the way that they really touch us deep in our hearts?
That's right. And, you know, as you said, the further expansion, this is really what we're hoping for every person who listens, that there is a further expansion of your experience, of your own capacity to live a life that you love. Because, you know, I know, you know, Dr. Pat, I can remember dreaming with you this program that you have now and that really the thousands and thousands of people that are touched each week by your work. And it started with an idea. It started with a dream. And many of our listeners today have dreams, have ideas, And for lots of people, they just stay in that realm of dream and idea. And the support and the understanding of what's required to take a seed idea and bring it about into a harvest, which is an experience of life that's fulfilling, most of us are not taught that in school. And lots of our churches don't support it either. They just, we're in an evolutionary kind of opportunity right now where each person can discover that the dreams that they hold in their heart really can become part of the living reality they have in their everyday life.
The only thing that's stopping that is really ourselves. I mean, that's been my story for my life. I mean, the things that have stopped me cold is, you know, had to do with my own lack of a belief. You know, the idea of doubt and doubting myself and doubting the people around me. But fortunately, one of the things I think that you and I have both had the pleasure of learning is how to be supported by people that believe in us, even when we may not believe in ourselves.
That's right. And how powerful that is. And that's what we hope for this Monday program, is that it'll be a place where you could be reminded about what's true about you, even when your world may not support it. And you can be reminded that there is the power of your consent. It was Eleanor Roosevelt who said, all the water in the world cannot drown you unless you get it inside of you. And so what we take inside of us in terms of our own believing really has power. So it doesn't matter how much negativity is around you, really. It doesn't matter how much your history, you know, shouts out that you're limited because of the way you were raised or the way your boss is or the way the economy is. The truth is that there are very powerful consenting ideas that we give. And so today, as we get into our program, we're going to be talking about a choice that we can each make this week for living a life we love.
All right. And on that note, I think this is a good point in time for us to take a break. We're going to be telling you a little bit more about how this program is unfolding. But I want to say this right now. This program is designed for each and every one of you to be able to pick up that phone or send in an email and get your question on the table so that Mary can work with you one-on-one, of course. And we will both inspire you and enable you to take your life and love every aspect of it by the choices you make to create the change. And so I am Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show segment with Life Solutions of Mary Mannon Morrissey. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with Life Solutions, Mary Mannon Morrissey, and a story. And of course, in the spirit of what I do each and every day, I am going to pull a prosperity card for you. Stay tuned. We will be right back here on KKNW AM 1150.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Bonjour. My name is Veronique Raskin. I founded the Organic Wine Company 25 years ago. If you love wine and have not tried our French wines, you are in for a treat. Nowadays, people everywhere are buying organic fruits and vegetables because they know they taste better. Organic grapes are so luscious. When turned into wine, you can really taste the difference with every sip. So our wines are delicious and eco-friendly. So I want to make it easy for you to try them out. Call me right away at 1-888-ECO-WINE, and I will send you three of my favorite organically grown French wines at half off the regular price. That's just $25 plus shipping. Isn't that magnifique? I think so. If you don't share my enthusiasm, I'll gladly refund your money, so take me up on my offer and call me at 1-888-ECO-WINE. ECOWINE. Au revoir.
Hello, this is Dr. Nusheen Darvish from Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue, bringing you the Holistic Health Tip of the Week. Millions of people are suffering from acid reflux and heartburn. Diet is crucial to reduce recurrences and control acid reflux. Reducing coffee, spicy foods, chocolates, mints, and avoiding eating after 7 p.m. significantly reduces the symptoms. Please check with your doctor if you have chronic heartburn or reflux to rule out Helicobacter pylori infection. This is Dr. Darvish from Holistic Medical Center. If you need more information regarding alternative natural therapies, please contact us at 425-451-0404. 425-451-0404 or visit us at drdarvish.com. drdarvish.com.
The Miracle Minute with Mary Menon Morrissey is an inspirational one-minute phone call sent daily to a phone of your choice. It's only $9.95 a month, and when you mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a month free with your subscription. Contact Karen at 503-922-3460. That's 503-922-3460. Or Karen at lifesolutions.com. That's Karen at lifesolutions.com to start receiving your Daily Miracle Minute.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to Life Solutions with Mary Manon Morrissey and with me, Dr. Pat Basile. I am the host of the Dr. Pat Show. That show is on Monday through Friday, 11 to noon. And each of these shows that we're expanding and bringing to you are about living life full out and doing that in a way that enables each and every person on this planet to thrive. With, of course, the thought in mind to really be mindful of each other, to bring the love that we are meant to have out into the world to every person on the planet, regardless of what you may think are the differences between us. Because basically, when we're talking about spirit, we're all cut from the same cloth, speak. Mary Manon Morrissey is my host, a co-host today. Life Solutions is the program. And Mary, thank you so much for joining the show today. I am so thrilled that we can partner with you to help you take this powerful message out into the world.
Well, you're welcome, Dr. Pat, and we look forward to the next 13 weeks, starting this week, with every Monday at 5 p.m. being a time where people can count on coming, and at drive time on Monday, setting the tone for your whole week.
Okay, so let's see. What are we going to say now to our listeners to help them get the tone set for this week?
Okay, so I'm going to begin, as I will begin each program, with a story. Stories have been very important to me in my own personal study, my own personal growth practice, because with stories we not only see usually a bit of humor or a deeper lesson, but we can relate ourselves. So this is a story about an elderly man who's walking through a botanical garden. As he's walking through the garden, he's looking at the different plants and reading the signs, as we do, about what each plant is. And he comes upon a certain kind of cactus, a prickly pear cactus. And he's looking very carefully at this cactus when on one of the cactus fronds, he sees a little tiny frog. And he looks over at the frog, and the frog says to him, "Mister, mister, help me, please. I am a princess trapped in a frog's body. All you have to do is kiss me, turn into my princess self, and I will give you any pleasure you desire." Well, the elderly man is quite fascinated with this, this occurrence. He reaches over and places his hand out with a palm up and open, and this little frog hops upon his palm. The man brings the frog right to his lips, is about to kiss the frog, when he takes the frog and places the frog inside his coat pocket. Well, now he hears from his coat pocket, he brings the frog out. And she again says, "Sister, you don't understand. I am a princess. I'm trapped in this frog's body. All you have to do is kiss me. I will turn into my princess self. I'll give you any pleasure you desire." He brings the frog right back up to his mouth, and he looks at her, and then he brings her down again. He looks her in the eye, and he says, "You know, frankly, my dear, at my age, I'd rather have a talking frog." Now, obviously, that's a joke, and it's funny, but part of what that joke is, why it's a teaching story and why it's been around for a long, long time, is because what it says to us is just because life presents something to us that looks alluring or attractive or as if it should be something we want, that we need to have our own inner compass set so that we know what to say yes to and we know what to say no to. And in today's world, we are in information overload. We face more decisions in one day today than our forefathers and mothers did 100 years ago in an entire year. With the amount of email and cell phones and data that we're presented with, just to buy a pair of tennis shoes today, there are on the market today over 76,000 kinds of tennis shoes. If you take all of the marketing companies that produce tennis shoes of different varieties and colors and shapes, and whether you're going to, just to go buy a pair of tennis shoes, you have to decide if they're going to be high tops and low tops, if they're going to have gel, if they're going to have air, if they're going to be running shoes or walking shoes or all terrain shoes and all of the many choices. I went to the car wash the other day, and just to get my car washed, to pay $5 to do the drive-through car wash, before they let me drive through, they handed me a piece of paper with 10 different aroma scents I had to pick from. So I had to decide whether my car was going to smell like evergreen or vanilla or cherry or peach. And what I noticed was I had spent a minute or two looking at these choices like they mattered. And we're being presented with so many opportunities, just like the little frog that says, just kiss me, your whole life will change, and I will do this for you. And he's saying back, you know, I'm not sure I want what you're offering. I think I'd rather have this. But if we don't know what the this is that we really want, what is most important in our lives, then we get distracted and we get pulled off track by all the many things that are presented to us, particularly in this era of our own human evolution.
You know, Mary, a lot of times we don't even take the time to stop to explore what the question even means. I mean, how brilliant it was for him to stop for a minute, because on the surface, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me, and I'll give you everything that you could possibly desire. I mean, most people would say, who doesn't want to, you know, kiss 100 frogs? Let that happen. And so, you know, we don't, do we? I mean, how important, let me ask you this, how important is it in today's world? We're looking at cell phones, PDAs, now we've got iPods, and there's so many different gadgets and gadgets and all of that. How important is it for us to take that moment and just breathe and think about the question?
And he heard, he paid attention enough to hear what she was actually offering. Because what she said was, I'll give you any pleasure you desire. And he made a choice that pleasure was not the kind of pleasure he assumed evidently she was offering. He would rather have a talking frog than her pleasure. And what I love about that is that his compass, his inner attunement was so finely tuned that he could discern rather quickly, and so can we. And so for our listeners today, as we're setting our compass for the week, there are five basic things that every one of us deal with. We deal with our work, our family, our friends, our health, and our spirit, that our relationship to ourself and to that which is transcendent, or life itself. And whether you have a relationship with what you would call a higher power by any name, that all comes under the area of spirit. So it's work, it's family, it's friends, it's body, your health, and it's spirit. Now, we're juggling those balls all the time. But what we find is nobody at the end of their life, when they put their head down on the pillow for the last time, is saying, boy, I really wish I'd spent more time in the office. But many people have regret about having not spent enough time or energy or attention in the area of family, relationship, friends, paying attention to the vessel or the body, the temple in which this human life is lived, to stretch it, to walk it, to nurture it, to feed it, to rest it, to treat it with respect. And others of us have regret that we didn't really pay attention to things of the spirit that are beyond the things of this world, that we might have spent a little more time paying attention to the sunrises or the sunsets, or asking the gift of what the rain might have to offer, particularly for us in the Northwest.
Uh-huh.
You know, that rain is a cleansing, but to begin to be curious about living our day instead of just being on such a fast track. We're in a world that has a high value based on materialism and what we're all inundated with all the time. It's easy to go into a trance state thinking that more and better and faster makes life more meaningful and is a life to remember. When as we know, at the end of life, and I've sat with many, many people on their deathbeds, that what a person who is, regardless of what age they are, whether they're young or old, when they know that they're ending their human life, what they reflect on are the experiences they've had of depth and meaning, relationships. It's the little moments that have such a big meaning. So for those of us that are setting the tone for our week, you have certain goals for your week. You may have professional goals or family goals, friendship goals. You may have things you want to accomplish. Maybe you want to be in the gym 3 times this week, or maybe it's nice enough you can actually start being outside some. But whatever your own personal goals are, know that if we bring a balance to each one of those five areas, if you think about a tire going down the street that has spokes to it, if one of the spokes is, if six, if five of these spokes are all supposed to be the same length, and one of them is only 2 inches instead of 12, it's a real bumpy ride. And it's the same thing. If we let our health deteriorate, it's very tough to accomplish all the other things that that matter to us. So setting the tone for the week, just because something is offered to you, if it really doesn't fit with what matters to you, this is a week of paying attention, listening deeper to what's being offered, how you spend your time. Someone once said, imagine that you put right now in every one of our hands, we've each got $525,600, and we get to spend it any way we want to.
How much was that amount again?
$525,600. Imagine the power of holding that much in your hands, and you get to spend it any way you want to. And the only deal is you got to spend it all this year. Next year, you're going to be given another $525,600, because that's the amount of minutes that each one of us is given every single year. And we do spend those minutes. Nobody gets to live last year's life again. And after today, no one gets to live this day again. But at the beginning of each day, every one of us is given a brand new baby day, never lived before, and we get to choose how we will invest those minutes. And the people that each one of us thinks of as the most successful, most wonderful, are the heroes and heroines of our lives. They don't have any more than 24 hours in their day or 525,600 minutes in their year either. They just chose to make what was important to them important.
And boy, that is the key. And, you know, we make it sound, you know, on the surface, it sounds like, okay, we can choose to do that. But this show is about helping people so that each and every one of us can get to the place where we know that we have the divine right to choose and that the choices that we make will either get us closer to that which we want to do, to living the life we love, or take us away from that. And that's what this show, Life Solutions with Mary Mann and Morrissey, and with me, Dr. Pat Basile, that's what this is about. And this show is about, Mary, we talked about this being real people, real problems, real solutions. And the way we do that here at KKNW AM 1150 is we open up the phone lines, and what we do is we give each and every one of you an opportunity to call in if you need some help kickstarting your week. If there's something going on that Mary can help you with, this would be the time to do it. The way to do that, the numbers are 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or 1-888-298-5569, 1-888-298-5569. Eric will be there to help. And Eric, for today, do we have an email that we can give folks?
Sure. If they want to email in, I can get those at ericb@1150kknw.com.
And we want to make sure that you know that you can listen to this show, pass it on. You can listen to it live from your car, from your home, but you can also listen to it live over the internet. And KKNW has put up a stream on the internet, and Eric, right, they can go right to the website, right? Click on
Absolutely.
The Listen Live button. Let's give out that website again.
Go to 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. And click on the Listen Live button if you want to hear the show streaming live. Just make sure you disable your pop-up blocker, because the player itself is a pop-up, so it won't come up if you don't disable that. So,
and that's what you have to do to live the life you love.
There
Sometimes you get that pop-up blocker that pops up and gets in the way of you stepping out. This show is with Mary Mann and Morrissey. We're going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Pat from the Dr. Pat Show. Yep, this is the Dr. Pat Worldwide. We are on Monday through Friday, 11 to noon. Lots on the archives at the thedrpatshow.com. We will be right back with Mary Mann and Morrissey.
Join Mary Mann and Morrissey for a six-month course where you will discover, explore, and practice mastery skills, creating an opportunity to transform every area of your life. Through the Life Mastery course, you will participate in a weekly live teleclass with Mary, receive a monthly mastery manual, and a meditation CD for each month's teaching. You will also receive a daily one-minute inspirational phone call from Mary during the entire six-month course. The cost of the Life Mastery course is only $995. And if you sign up by April 28th and mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a $200 discount. That's a $200 discount. This course can change your life. Contact Karen at karen@lifesolutions.com. That's karen@lifesolutions.com. Or call 503-922-3460. That's 503-922-3460.
Sitting by the fire, making memories. Let's pass around the coffee, hear the whisper in the trees. Another day behind us, the moon is on the rise. Finding your music with Ava tonight.
Finding Your Music debuts in its new time slot of Friday at 5 p.m. beginning April 28th.
Is what you put on your skin just as important to you as what you put in your body? You bet it is. Running Wild Spirit takes this thought and has made a truly natural line of skin products for your health and pleasure. Originally created to help her son's skin condition, Charlene Feedham handcrafted a line of products with healing energy and the fresh fragrance of nature's beauty. No sudsing agents, alcohol, or mineral oil. Simply and beautifully, the essence of nature in different handcrafted soaps, body powders, shower gels, lip balms, lotions, body oils, salt scrubs, bath fizzies. Give a gift of love for yourself and that special person. For more information, visit www.runningwildspirit.com or call 206-622-2323 or stop by for free samples at one of our two stores located downtown Seattle at 6th and Stewart or across from the Maltby Cafe in Maltby.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACES. Authenticity, choices, empowerment, and success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
Hi, this is Maxine Hindman, wealth coach and author of The Naked Millionaire, with your Money Makeover Tip of the Week. If you've always been afraid to learn about money, think of it this way. Money is a language, and each one of us can and must become fluent in finance in order to realize our full potential. It's not rocket science, it's just another language. This is Maxine Hindman, wealth coach and author. If you need more information about how wealth coaching or how our amazing wealth-building products can improve your relationship with money, check out our website at thenakedmillionaire.com. Email Maxine at thenakedmillionaire.com or call 519-740-8287. That's 519-740-8287.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only
we think that there's just too little of what the world.
I'm going to be singing on this show, don't you think, Eric? Wow. Welcome back, everyone. This
You'll
is,
sing any chance
I
you
will
get.
Sing any chance I get. And it may not always be on key, so I'm just going to tell you right now, right up front, straight out, this is it. I'm going to be singing and there you go. And we'll try not to have you turn your radio off, but I've been getting better. You must admit, Eric.
You're sounding good.
All right. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show with Life Solutions and Mary Mann and Morrissey. And like I said before, this show is for you all. This is to help each and every one of us really get our weeks going and to really think about what areas of your life might you need a little help in, might you need a little coaching in, might you need a little support. And so you can do that right here, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or 1-888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And today is the birthday. Today is the birthday of the show, and we are thrilled to have Mary Mann and Morrissey with us today. Thank you, Mary. Thank you so much for joining the show, and thank you for all of the fabulous things that you are doing to help people live the life that they love.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Let's talk about that, living the life you love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I were chatting a little bit during the break, living the life you love. What does that mean for each and every one of us? And then the question, I think, is how can we help people get to the place where, A, that they realize that they deserve to live the life they love, and then, you know, B, actually take the action which will bring them to the place where that does happen?
Well, you know, there's a friend of mine who asked a question that I have found really powerful, and her question is simply this: would it be okay with you if life got a whole lot easier?
Okay, raise
Isn't
your
that
hand.
A great question?
All right, I
yeah.
want to know how many people out there would like to have the answer to that question be yes. Raise your hand. All right, there we go. We've got thousands. We're all on the same page.
Okay, so the question is: are you ready then to have life get a whole lot easier? Because most of us would say we want life to get a whole lot easier, but we're not willing to even make minor changes so that life can get a whole lot easier. So there's a readiness factor. And that's the invitation today on this Monday, the day after Easter, as we launch this show, that for each one of us today that we might just say to ourselves, you know what, I really am willing, and not just ready, but I'm not only willing, I'm ready to let life get a whole lot easier. And how could I participate in that experience?
Okay. So, all right. So part of this is saying, okay, yes, I am ready. And then the next question is really making a commitment to some sort of action, right?
That's right. And it comes to, I guess the first suggestion I would make for us is that to realize something that we all know, but we don't really pay a lot of attention to the power of knowing it. And that is that everything is created twice. There's nothing that you and I have talked about this before, Pat, but there's nothing that isn't created twice. The car that the people who are listening to this show tonight who are in a car, your car was created twice. The clothing we're wearing was created twice. You're sitting in a chair. The chair was created twice. Everything was first a thought before it became a thing.
That's right.
And so is the experience we call our life that we're right now forming through our own thinking, choices that we're making that look, that may or may not look very important to us, but over time add up to a whole experience. And that we call our life. And we do it one day at a time. We do it one choice at a time. And those come out of the patterns that we focus on.
Mm.
So on this Monday, an important thing we could do to begin to live the life we love is to just begin to say, I am willing for life to get a whole lot easier, for me to have more fun, for me to have more aliveness, for my relationships to be deep and meaningful. And then whatever else is important to you, I am willing for life to get a whole lot easier. I'm willing to have my life be more fun, more alive, more energetic, more prosperous. Whatever it is that our listener is choosing, but to get clear, just like if you want to plant something in a garden, you got to know what seed you're going to plant, because the garden can only grow what seed you plant.
Well, I got to tell you, we absolutely have creating the vibration, because we've got a listener that absolutely must be saying yes to all of that. So, Eric, let's bring Sarah on.
All right.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'd love to connect you with Mary. So here you go. Sarah, meet Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. So what prompted your call?
I really appreciated what you had to say about taking care of the body, and it's something that I used to do so well. I was an athlete for 25 years, and now I'm an overweight smoker with high blood pressure. And I see things going very quickly downhill, and I can't seem to stop it. And when you said, you know, respect for the body and the temple and stuff like that, I just kind of went, wow, I need to hear more about that. I don't feel like I have a good grip on how to get there again.
So, Sarah, when you just a real quick question: when you were as an athlete, what was going on for you at that time that seemed to be working beyond how you were treating your body? What else was going on for you? Were you part of a team where there was working out? Did you have support for working out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I was working with the children. I was, you know, teaching them a little bit of stuff, and then I was also on kind of a team and with my own age group. And
was there fulfillment that was going on in your life at that time that is not present now?
Well, I guess.
So when you speak about working with children, it sounds as if that was a fulfilling experience. I was working with children. the way you spoke that, it sounded like that was meaningful to you.
Yes, the whole experience was meaningful, but yes, it was meaningful to be working with children, helping them, you know, having the group support, you know, all of us adults supporting each other.
So what we find, Sarah, is that usually people, any of us who are not treating our bodies well, the problem is not really how we're treating our body. How we're treating our body is a symptom of the problem. And that we are not, there's not a life in which we're doing something that's bigger than ourselves. Or somehow we've got out of touch with our own dreams. Somehow we've got out of touch with our own purpose. And so over time, to mitigate the pain of being out of touch with ourselves, we start either overeating, we use diversion tactics and perhaps smoking, and we end up feeling addicted to by the pattern of repetition. And certainly with nicotine, there is an actual physical addiction. And over time, we lose touch with our capacity. We feel like we've lost all power to change. The truth is, and you know this, that there are people who do stop smoking, lots of them. But most of those people get some kind of support or help, either through hypnosis or they join a support group or they get in touch with a part of themselves that can really make the choice and stay with the choice. And we talked today about a readiness factor. So I'm going to ask you straight up, are you ready to have your life get a whole lot easier?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Well, good.
Go. Sarah.
What could you do? What positive step could you take that you could do something today? What step could you take today that would be a visible demonstration of your decision on radio this day, the day after Easter, which literally, if you're in any of the Christian tradition, we know that this is a day when Jesus takes on the new body, and he tells those around him, "Don't touch me yet, because my new body isn't fully formed." So you're making a decision. You're making the place of change right now, where the only place change can occur, and that's in your mind. And once you make that change in your mind, and then you begin to gather the new body around you, which would be a new team, a new support structure, people who are living life that support the way you want to live life, and you begin to systematically put in place the new skeletal part and the muscle and the tissue of this new life, your body can only do one thing, and that's take the form of the choices you're making. So part of that is for you to discover what gives you life. And where you spend your time that is fulfilling to you. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And today I am willing to let go of my blocks to receiving support.
So what would you do? What action could you take that would be a positive step in your being proactive in the decision you've just made?
I thought I just said that.
No, you said I'm willing to have my life get a whole lot easier. I'm willing to get support. So what will you do to demonstrate that?
Yes, because you said that you were willing to let go of the blocks and to receive that the things that block you from receiving support. So what is the actual action? What action? What thing would you actually? I think, Mary, you're asking, what would you physically do?
I'd physically sit down and communicate a spirit with my body about that it's safe to open up and receive support.
I think that could be a very powerful step, and I want to encourage you one more, and that is that somehow with some other person, mm-hmm. whether it's somebody who you trust, and ask them if they'd be willing to go on a walk a couple of times a week with you, 30 minutes.
Okay.
Or you make that it's not just you doing these things, you bring in the allies of support, of at least one other person who will stand with you and for you as you begin to make this change, so you're not doing it just by yourself. Would you be willing to do that, Sarah? Is there somebody you join a gym and you hire a personal trainer, or you do something, because you had two things going for you when your body was really at its peak performance and you felt good about being in that body.
Yes.
And that was, you had work you were doing that was meaningful to you, and you had a team of people with whom you worked out. And those two support structures are not present in your life right now.
No, they are not. And it is due to an injury. I'm not really probably going to join a gym right now, but I definitely can go for a walk with somebody.
All right.
And I appreciate
well, this is exactly what it, this and what you've done, Sarah, tonight is open the door for any of us who are listening that if we're willing for life to get a whole lot easier, we pick an area in which we want life to get a whole lot easier. And whether it's a relationship where there's been pain and dissension and arguing, or whether it's our body and our relationship with our body, and we can just tell by the way our body is or is not moving that that we've been in disagreement with that which brings life to our body. And then we pick an area and we say, I'm really willing for this to be different. And I guess the big question first is, am I really willing to be different? And I heard you, and your energy was very clear. And once we say yes to that, then we say, then what positive step can I take? And I will just say, for most of us, if we don't anchor that with the support of another person or a commitment partner, somebody who challenges us, to encourages us, supports us, most of us over time really need that kind of support. And the power of that is not only receiving it, but giving it to others in the process.
I know. I love giving it, but I just have a real difficult time receiving it. And so that's kind of part of where I feel definitely blocked in that sort of thing.
Okay.
So now is your opportunity. The last thing I'm going to say, and then we'll hang up, Sarah, is you can't just breathe out. Nobody can just breathe out. Everybody has to breathe in, too. And so when you look at your breath, is Spirit's way of teaching you how life is supposed to work. Is it? It's giving and receiving is one move. Breathing is both exhale and inhale. So if we think we can really give a lot, but we're not willing to receive, we're so out of balance that everything falls off track.
Yes,
thank you for calling, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
Sarah,
it's been very wonderful to listen to this.
Thank you, Sarah. And, you know, I want to say something to you. Mary has encouraged you to take an action. I want to say that picking up the phone and making this call was an absolutely act, just a fabulous act of courage. And in a sense, Mary, wouldn't you agree that picking up the phone, coming on the air, and asking for help? You see, you did. You came on and you asked for it. And I think by that action, we have opened up the doors.
Yes, the doors are open.
Okay. And know that you will be supported and loved, and that we're going to hold you in our consciousness. And sometimes we hold the faith for people that cannot do it for themselves. And please know that we're going to do that for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. Call in anytime.
Sure.
You know, I'm looking forward to hearing about your journey. All right, Mary, that was fabulous. Let's make sure everyone knows that this is a call-in show. This is Dr. Pat. I am Dr. Pat. I'm here with Mary Mannon Morrissey. We are doing and launching and giving birth to the show Life Solutions with Mary Mannon Morrissey. This is a caller show. We're going to take a short break, but before we do, what I'd like to say is we can take another call at 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. 1-888-298-5569. 1-888-298-5569. And, Eric, what was that email again? I don't know if we...
You can email Eric B. at 1150kknw.com. And that's Eric with a C, by the way.
And by the way, what we'll be doing is we'll have live chatting and a number of things going on here from the studio. We'll take a very short break. And when we come back, more with Mary Mannon Morrissey. And thank you, Sarah. You have opened the door for other people to call in and take that first yes. Yes, I do want the slide and glide of life. We'll be right back.
Take the first step to better health and get the ultimate body fuel with awareness products. Whether you want to lose weight, energize yourself, or improve your overall health, our products are a natural approach based on time-tested ingredients. For more information, contact Sally Wren at welove.awarenesslife.com. That's welove.awarenesslife.com. Or call 206-363-7194. That's 206-363-7194 for awareness products.
Why would 40,000 people show up to a meditation camp with Paramahansa Nithyananda? Why would the President of India go to his book signing? I am personally thrilled to be a part of another amazing training with Paramahansa Nithyananda here in Seattle.
For more information about Paramahansa Nithyananda's events in Seattle, visit the website seattle.lifeblissprogram.org or call 425-246-1247.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to take the worry out of it and work with a professional from RE/MAX Champions. After all, RE/MAX sells more real estate than any other. Serving all of Western Washington, RE/MAX Champions alone sold over $100 million this past year. Call Dennis Sikowski at 888-62-DREAM. That's 888-62-DREAM for a friendly, candid, and professional conversation about your real estate needs.
Imagine spending time meeting like-minded people, sharing a scrumptious meal, and uplifting and nurturing your soul with messages by the best speakers and musicians around. Lunch for Your Soul is a delicious, sweet gathering of people committed to living more consciously and bringing joy to their work. Join Lunch for Your Soul the third Thursday of each month. For more information, visit their website, thebroadview.com. That's thebroadview.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Nusheen Darvish from Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue, bringing you the Holistic Health Tip of the Week. If you are one of millions of people who is suffering from fatigue and exhaustion, your blood sugar levels may be unsteady. Try eating a small protein meal, such as eggs, nuts, chicken, or cheese, every 3 hours. Your energy will increase as your blood sugar remains balanced. Again, this is Dr. Darvish from Holistic Medical Center. If you need more information regarding alternative natural therapies, please contact us at 425-451-0404 or visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat from the Dr. Pat Show, Monday through Friday, 11 to noon, right here on Seattle's numero uno alternative talk radio network, KKNW. And I'm here right now with Mary Manon Morrissey. We are giving birth to the show Life Solutions with Mary Manon Morrissey every Monday, 5 o'clock to six. You are invited to join us, to call in. This is a show for you, the folks that listen. And real people like you, like me, like Mary, real people, real problems, real solutions. And so this is a show that Mary has crafted as a way to take her powerful message out there and to help each and every one of you live the life you love. Thank you, Mary. Thank you so much for joining the show. Let's give out the website, Mary, for people to tap into Life Solutions.
It's Life Solutions, LifeSolutions. So it's Life Solutions with Soul, right in the center, .com.
And so you can hear more about that on my show. And also, I would love to invite you to sign up for the newsletter. If you sign up, go to www.thedrpatshow.com. Sign up for the newsletter. You will get a heads up on all of the different things that we are bringing to the airwaves, including the Gift a Day program. We are going to be giving away something every day beginning in May. And we'll tell you more about that program, because I've said this before, I love each and every one of you. And pretty soon, Eric, you know, you'll be able to tune up the love boat thing that we play during the day, because you truly feel the love in each and every one of you out there for really helping us bring this powerful message. Mary, let's talk about what we can leave people with for the week.
Okay. Well, I think that each person can realize that there are choices that we're making as we go through this week that determine the entire experience we're going to have this week. So the way to start a week is to determine for yourself what's really important to you. That what are your values? What are the three things at the end of the week that you want to be sure that had your energy? We talked about 525,600 minutes in our hands for an entire year. And without even paying attention, some of us may invest over a year's time $50,000 in a resentment. We may invest $50,000 in complaint, or 50,000 units in complaining. And so, you know, one of the great elevators of our experience is the practice of gratitude, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
So as we start this week, perhaps each person could just determine the three most important things to you this week. And then as all the talking frogs begin to talk to you all week long, telling you, pay attention to this, you can have that, how about this, you'll know what to say yes to and you'll know what to say no to.
And we're here to support each and every one of you in this journey. And Mary, I know that, you know, you're down in California now. You've been in New York. You are on the road with, let me call it a traveling ministry, but you are really touching the lives of so many people and really creating a portal for each and every one of us to be reminded that we really do have the divine birthright to really live a life that we love.
That's right. In fact, if we're not living a life that we love, it isn't that life has gone awry, it's that we're out of tune with our own life. And the question, would it be okay with you if life got a whole lot easier, is a very important question. Because once we say, you know what, it really would, and I'm ready for that, behind that will come all kinds of ideas about what it is that brings that life to us.
All right. On that note, let me remind you, if you need to get yourself a Life Solutions tune-up, it's right here on Monday at 5 with me. I'm Dr. Pat from the Dr. Pat Show. Most of you know me from the 11 to noon spot, Monday through Friday, and from my show on Voice America. And let me remind you that Voice America tomorrow morning is on at 7 at voiceamerica.com. VoiceAmerica.com. You will hear my interview with John Gray and my interview with Gene Antonello. And both of these shows are about the crisis that we're in, the mental, emotional, and physical crisis that we're in, and issues around obesity for our children. And you all know that I've shared with you that I lost my sister several years ago, and she passed away at about 450 pounds. And so you know that this is near and dear to me. And so Mary Manon Morrissey, thank you so much for joining the show today. I am so thrilled that we will be talking with you every Monday, a different topic every Monday. And if you all are interested in giving us what is near and dear to your heart, you can do that very simply by sending an email to live, L-I-V-E, at the, T-H-E-D-R, Dr. Pat show.com, live at the drpatshow.com, because this show is designed for you. Mary, what would be your last message in wishing people well for the week?
Well, just this, that remember, no matter how big the problem or how great the dream, within you and around you, there are always life solutions.
That's it. www.lifesoulsoulutions. And we're loving you, right, Eric? Are we in it?
We're loving it.
That's the Love Boat theme. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Mary Manon Morrissey. Don't forget to tune in to the Dr. Pat Show, Monday through Friday, 11 to noon. And boy, do we have some awesome programming for you all. Make yourselves a fabulous, fabulous day. And let's be reminded that each and every one of us has the right to live the life we love. All right, then. Take care, and we'll be seeing you tomorrow at 11.
It's an open smile.